And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of July, 2012. It was on this date, 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Fellowship of the Ring was first published, the first volume of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. It was the sequel to his book, The Hobbit, which came out in 1937. Hobbits, small human-like creatures, hairy feet, large appetites, but simple appetites, who generally like to stay close to home. Tolkien once wrote, "I am, in fact, a hobbit in all but size. I like gardens, trees, and unmechanized farmlands. I smoke a pipe and like good, plain food." The Hobbit was the story of Bilbo Baggins, who went on an adventure through Middle-earth and came home with a magic ring. It was successful in 1937. The publisher asked for a sequel, and so Tolkien spent the next 17 years working on The Lord of the Rings, made elaborate charts to keep track of the events of the story. Finally, in the fall of 1949, he typed the final copy himself, a 500,000 words, which he typed on a typewriter on his lap with two fingers. And the first volume came out on this day in 1954. It's the anniversary of the first convention for women's rights, the Seneca Falls Convention, which began on this date in 1848, organized by Lucretia Mott and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, which called for religious, economical, and political equality, which was greeted by the press with a great deal of scorn, 72 years before women would be granted the right to vote. It's the birthday of Charles Horace Mayo, Rochester, Minnesota, 1865, co-founder of the Mayo Clinic with his older brother William. In 1919, the two of them formed the Mayo Properties Association, a not-for-profit organization, and transferred all their private holdings into the association. And the two of them began drawing salaries instead of a share of the profits. The Mayo Clinic, the country's first integrated group medical practice. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, Tornado Warning. That is not the country for poetry. It has no mountains. Its flowers are plain and never poisonous. Its gardens are packed into blue mason jars. There are no hedges bordering the roads. The sky flies up from the ditches, loose in every direction. Yet I knew it to be passionate, even in its low rolling hills, where a red tractor pushed through the oat field, cutting down gold straw and beating a stream of grain into the wagon trailing behind in the stubble. I knew it to be melodious in its birch woods, leaves shadowing a stone-strewn river, the path along the bank softened with pine needles, sunlight woven in and out of branches, the many colors of green, solid as a pipe organ's opening chord. I knew it would haunt the memory with its single elm, where a herd of cows found shade in the July heat, their bony tails swinging the tufted bristle left and right over the high ledge of a hip bone, while at the horizon a black fist of storm came on, something not to be averted, something singular in its fury, as any blind heart knows. Tornado Warning by Joyce Sutphen. Straight Out of View, the name of the book, Beacon Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.